Welcome to Booking the Territory, a pro wrestling podcast hosted by Mike Mills and Doc Turner. This podcast is all about what's going on in the world of professional wrestling. And now, here's your host, Mike Mills.
All right, thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of Booking the Territory's Pro Wrestling Podcast, where we bring on current independent wrestling stars and some of your favorite stars from the past, along with covering this week in the world of professional wrestling. This week on the podcast, we got part two of my discussion with Big Swole Randy Thornton, former No Limit Soldier from the Monday Night Wars, Rapid Crap Tour, and of WCW World Championship Wrestling. I bet you thought I was going to get to my sponsors, but not just yet, so y'all just hold on 1 second. Before we get into the rest of my discussion with Big Swole, we got a few things we need to cover and discuss first. So first, joined as usual this week, I have the worst podcaster in the business, and he is none other than your favorite idiot and mentally irregular jackass, Doc Turner. And then, of course, I'm joined by my fellow friend and 504 brother, the greatest manager in independent wrestling from Wildcat Sports and Entertainment, Hardbody Harper. Well, Harper, what's happening, man? We missed you last week.
Yeah, I had to handle some Wildcat stuff, and I'm sitting here right now in the office while they're bumping and doing that thing. So
in the booking office.
Yeah.
So just tell the truth. You was out with Michelle Tafoya.
Oh, no doubt, bro. Yeah, went to Lee's Hamburgers, bro. I let her get the combo meal.
You went to Lee's?
Yeah.
Damn, that's a step up from McDonald's, bro.
For real.
What you spent? $12 on her?
$15.99, bro.
$15.99. Can't beat that. That's even better than Applebee's. 2 for $20. Shit. Oh, man. I figured you was handling some business. I mean, did she look good? I didn't see the game Sunday night. Was she looking good on Sunday night? Because I heard from a few people she had an extra smile on her face from some hard body Harper loving.
Oh, yeah. Which, you know, she got Harperized. So, I mean, she looks good for being 50 years old.
All right, yeah, that's cool. That's cool. All right, Doc, I know you're a pretty miserable person these days, but I'm going to ask you, like I did last week, just to be polite, what is up? Are you? How are you feeling, being that you are in a downtrodden time in your neck of the woods?
What are you talking about?
Okay, we're going to play stupid. Harper, you want to tell them what I'm talking about? About being down? Well, I mean, there's a certain team that's not doing too well. Doc, you there?
I'm here.
Okay. I just lost Hardbody Harper, but I'm sure he'll dial back in. So anyway, let's just kick it off.
Hey, let me just tell you this. Football season's over in Dallas, Texas. I'm sitting here right now. I'm watching the Dallas Mavericks home opener against the Toronto Raptors. And it's a go Mavericks time in my world, so I'm feeling upbeat.
The Mavericks, huh?
Yeah, you don't like basketball? I wouldn't either if I was watching the Pelicans lose every night.
Let's just talk about the Cowboys and how they lost, and then we're going to get to some wrestling talk. How's that sound?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You don't like that? Okay, yeah. Your Cowboys did their best fall on their face again this Sunday. What's the record now? I'm just curious.
You know what I like about you, Mike?
I'm just curious. What? What's that?
Nothing.
It's a work.
It's all.
But
hey,
I'm just curious.
It's all a work, brother.
It's all a work. Okay, it's good to see that you're quoting the stuff now that I taught you. All right. While I'm trying to get back Harper on the line, let's just move forward. And Doc, what'd you think of part one with Big Swole? Just curious.
Man, I don't know. You were calling him Little Swole and how bad it was, and you just like, I can't believe we had this guest on, and I can't believe I'm such a bad interviewer, and it was terrible, and nobody's going to listen. And Mike, Doc, what's the problem with me? And I got to tell you, I was entertained. Big Swole is awesome. I mean, you still sucked, but he was great, man.
Well, that's good to know that you felt that way. Actually, I never said any of that, so just stick that crap back in your mouth and shove it. I'm not even going to address it any further than that. We're just going to jump on right in before we get into our discussion with my second part with Big Swole, and let's go straight into the questions from the week and the comments that we got from the fans. I mean, just first thing I got was from a Carl on Facebook, and he said, "What the hell is?" Yeah, Carl. You know, that's a name. He wants to know, Doc, what the hell is going on with Cody and Ascension sitting out during Cesaro's match? Do people really want to see an angle with Cesaro and Stardust?
No.
I'm going to let you tackle that. You're the expert.
Now we're finally getting – we've been doing this podcast, what, 6 months, and we're finally getting somewhere now. I am the expert. No, nobody wants to see that shit. Do you want to see it?
I'm intrigued by it only because Stardust, Cody, he's a really, really good talent, and Cesaro is – you know, he's superbly talented as well. I'm fine with it. I mean, I'm not going to crap on everything like you will.
Hey, let me ask you a question since you're always taking flat back bumps in your spare time. Man, that's a sorrow match. How do you get in the ring and do 25 revolutions without puking on your opponent or both the guys puke on each other? What I'm referring to, all you idiots out there in the audience, is if you didn't see Raw – Miz and Cesaro fought, and man, Cesaro swung him around the world.
I'm pretty sure they saw it if they're listening to us.
I don't know. I don't trust
if they listen to us, they saw it.
I do not trust these people. So anyway, how do you?
First off, I'd have been dizzy out of my mind and probably would have puked. That's what I would have done. No ifs, ands, or buts about that. You definitely would have puked your guts out.
Shit, I got dizzy and almost threw up just sitting on my couch watching it go round and round and round.
Yeah. I mean, it is what it is, man. I'd have been puking, though. No doubt. Desmond wants to know, what did you guys think of TNA this week?
I'll be real honest for you, Desmond, and I'm going to try to not – Mike's been begging me not to – make more people mad at the show, but Desmond, let me tell you this. This is absolutely the first time all week I have thought of TNA. I didn't think about it. I've quit watching it. They can eat a.
I think I got Harper.
Hey, Harper, hamburger. You back?
Continue, dumbass. He's back.
All right, then, Will. TNA, man. All right.
No. Hold on. Let me see if I got him. This is good because he doesn't know he's on.
Hey.
Oh, shit.
Oh, you there?
Yeah.
We got you? Okay. I couldn't continue without the superstar, man.
Well, I had to stop what I'm doing to go show Katie Forbes how to do a sunset flip, and she didn't tap out. So that's a good thing.
Oh, shit. Is she in the office with you? That's why you said that?
Nah.
Okay.
I got Luke Hawks here and some hot chick with green hair and Andrew.
Mentally irregular when you sit. Oh. You got a headset on or can he hear you?
I got the headset on now.
Okay. Hey, right. I really just got me. Okay, so continue with your TNA crap. Go ahead. Doc.
Hey, man. TNA. Hey, TNA, I'm done with it. That's all I can say. I ain't watch it. I'm ready for it to be over. Cancel that shit. Shutter up the promotion.
Okay. Is that all you got to say about
yep.
that? Could you be a little bit more positive?
Nope.
I mean, we got enough negative people in this world.
Well, who's their champion now?
Go ahead, Doc. You know. You watch it.
It
was Matt, but no, there is none. They don't have one.
They don't even have a champion.
No, they're trying to settle it out right now. It was Matt, but
I think it's Jeff Jarrett again.
Shut up. Okay, Harper, you're going to love this. So one of our faithful listeners, TK, Thog94.
This guy. Shit.
Sounds like a real class act.
Yeah.
Dude, he is. He loves you. He goes, listen, he wrote me a book. He's real cool, man. He is, man. He's a cool cat, man. He said, I missed Harper last week. I hope he got Michelle Tafoya a combo meal and a McFlurry or whatever the hell ever dessert they serve there. So I'll stop right there before I go any further. Did you get her a McFlurry at least after Lee's?
I got her a Casey's Snowballs right off of West Esplanade. Remember that place?
Yeah. That place still open?
Yeah, she's like, I want the wedding cake snowball. I said, man, you got to slow down. We ain't getting married yet.
All right, keep going. Anyway, congrats on congrats on a big win Sunday. Because, Harper, we didn't talk about it, but the Saints, they won,
yeah.
The Cowboys lost. He's a Giants fan, but he was cool. He said, unlike Others, like Cowboy fans, I can be gracious in defeat. And Sunday wasn't a total loss because the Cow Pies lost, and that's always a good feeling for me. Anyways, I've always been a Bray supporter, and now it is finally looks like the WWE is going to put Bray in a spot in the spotlight. The promo that he cut was top-notch. What do you think will happen between he, Taker, Kane, and what does the future hold for him leading up to Mania and beyond? Doc, I'm going to let you tackle that.
Man, I quit listening halfway through that shit. You need to get to the point a lot faster, TK, dog. Man, let me tell you something. Bray Wyatt could be a really entertaining WWE superstar, but they're never going to book him right in a shareholder-driven company, and he's going to keep doing jobs at pay-per-views, starting at Survivor Series and continuing through WrestleMania. So book that territory, punk.
That's really classy that you would be that mean to a listener. Harper, did you watch it at all? I mean, you say no.
Yeah,
man, that's cool.
Yeah, I saw it. I see them doing something where, I don't know, maybe Mania, there'll be Kane and Undertaker in a tag team match versus that the Wyatt family, and that'll be Kane and Taker go out together. They both retire.
Now, that's true. I didn't think about that. I figured they'd go singles. When he asked this question, I'm thinking that Taker will eventually go out in a singles match. I just don't know against who. I think that's the thing about this feud right now. Like, if they let those two stay together with Bray, man, are they going to ride that all the way till the beginning of April in WrestleMania? That's a long way from now.
Yeah.
That's the only thing I see. But actually, that's the first time I heard that, to see those two retire together at WrestleMania. That's actually
so. Going down at Survivor Series, so they're going to do it again next year at WrestleMania.
I mean, who knows? Dude, WWE does what they want. They could.
All right.
Who's gonna stop them?
Me.
Okay. You couldn't book a territory to save your ass, so I don't know how you're gonna do anything.
I can't book and take flat back bumps, man.
You can't do nothing. The only reason you're on the podcast is because you know me.
That's not.
Oh, that shut him up. No. He had no comeback.
No, I was watching the Raptors score two more points on my Mavericks. Luis Scola, yeah. Dude.
Sorry, sons of bitches. Okay, TK on Twitter, Thog also says, figured the best thing to do was ignore Doc for a while. I'll ignore him until about 2 weeks before the ROH pay-per-view to remind him about it. However, by that time, all the matches will be booked, and he'll have weaseled his way out of thinking for himself again. I don't know if I was supposed to read that, TK, but I totally agree. Doc, you care to comment? Because he's really got a point. You would have put it off and never answered it, even though you asked him to send you ROH stuff.
I didn't ask him to do shit but keep his mouth shut and know his place.
Really?
Yep.
It's really nice of you. Blake on Facebook, what are your thoughts on AJ Styles being the number one contender in ROH and losing the three-way dance, Doc?
I thought it was really interesting. I thought it was it's one of the things I like about ROH, that it's not just predictable booking that he's the number one contender for the title and then goes out and wins the three-way dance. He didn't take the pin, so he didn't get hurt by it. I'm so used to watching WWE and everything is just by the numbers. So, except for the Lucha Dragons winning, but yeah, I thought it was really good, a really good ROH episode all the way around.
Actually, I was going to get into the Lucha Dragons stuff next. Harper, did that, because I got a Terrence on Facebook said, Lucha Dragons win, how unexpected was that? What'd you think about that, Harp?
Oh, the tag team match?
Yeah. With the
I was surprised Dragons to win. See, I mean, it's so weird seeing Sin Cara win.
Dudes always lose. They get out. I mean, it's like, I'm not making fun of them, but you figure when they walk out there, they're going to lose.
Right.
And the fact that Sheamus and Barrett actually took the pin. Barrett,
I like the Lucha stuff. It's something different.
Yep.
I like it with them too because they work really good together. Like they're not just luchadors out there flipping around and doing all this crap. They're a good solid team, and even when they lose, they were getting over. If you pay attention on Raw, they'd lose and they were still, you know, people were still out there lucha. So I kind of like that, man. I like that about their team. They got over. I'm glad they won. Hell, they showed a video package for it before the match, so who freaking knows what happens. But I definitely – I was surprised, but I'm glad at the same time. I missed one earlier. Steve says, Mike, I saw on Facebook where you posted that you interviewed Donovan Dijak from ROH recently. When is that episode going to air? And please preview the ROH pay-per-view in December. I'd much rather hear about it than these boring WWE pay-per-views in Raw. I did interview Donovan Dijak from ROH in the House of Truth. I do not know when it's going to air yet. Probably end of November, beginning of December, because I'm also working on a couple of other, I'll say, large name interviews from some from the past, some from the current. So I'm working on those. So I don't know when it's going to air, but I can tell you this much. We were on the phone for about an hour, and it's some really good stuff about ROH and just wrestling in general. So more to come on that. Brad on Facebook. I'm going to throw this at Doc. Becky Lynch's promo was really bad. What are they doing to her, Doc?
God dang. It was just weird, man. Is her character on Raw? I don't watch NXT because my time is pretty valuable. How different is she on Raw than she is on the main roster than on NXT? Because that was pretty bad.
Well, for one, they let her wrestle in NXT. I mean, she actually was a wrestler.
Did she cut
last night?
Did she cut
last
promos?
Night was the first time she actually wrestled. Yeah, she cut promos. I don't know. The whole Divas Revolution thing is just convoluted. There's just too much going on with it. Last night was the first time it felt like they really did something with it, with the four of them, and they gave them, like, I don't know. Harper, did you see it? They gave them, like, I don't know. It felt like they were out there for 15 minutes. Maybe I'm wrong, but
it's
like, it actually
like
felt
that,
like
that, yeah. They gave them, it seemed about a good 10, 15 minutes.
She cut a promo, though, like, saying that she was at home eating ice cream with a souvenir spoon watching Two Broke Girls, and it just didn't make any sense.
I didn't get that either, but honestly, I was kind of tuned out on the promo part, but the match, like, Harper, tell this fool, because he don't get it.
I didn't say
well,
shit,
he
motherfucker.
He don't understand wrestling. Like, okay, you always want to complain about stuff. So
you know why? Because I've watched this shit for 35 years, and I have some semblance of an idea of what is entertaining to me and what isn't.
And if I told you tackle, hip toss, arm drag, you'd fucking fall on your face and break your two front teeth.
Just like if I held a book open and asked you to read it, you illiterate bastard.
Okay.
Sound it out.
Sound it out. You better get hooked on phonics, bitch. No, what I was going to say is they told a story, like, to me in that match. There was actually a point to the women wrestling. It wasn't just, I'm going to go out there for 5 minutes and do my thing.
Okay, so do you think they hurt Sasha's character by having her not be the full Sasha because they're waiting for her and Charlotte on WrestleMania?
No, I think they're pissing the fans off on purpose because they're feeding into that we want Sasha stuff. It's going to come, trust me. There's no way. But I think they're purposely, like, trying to tease in the fans and giving her her just due at this point. Because it would be easy just to throw her up there and give her a just due.
Yeah.
See what I'm saying, Doc?
Oh, yeah. It's so crystal.
Harper's booking the Wildcat territory back. That's cool.
Well, he got the man with the largest fucking arms on in his wrestling deal, and here he is on his podcast with the guy with the largest fucking brain. So he's a lucky dude.
That was good. where am I at? Chip on Facebook, since you're really salty, Doc, says,
God, what did I tell you last week? I told you to block him.
That ain't happening, bro. I can tell you that now. The cow turds continue to lose, and the Saints score 7 touchdowns. Oh, I'm sorry. The Saints give up 7 touchdowns. You clowns should be ashamed of your football teams. Harper, you want to put a promo,
who?
Dude? This dude said we should be ashamed. Now, we won, and then I'll deal with Doc in a second.
Well, who's he rooting for?
He's a Steelers fan.
Oh, Lord, bro.
What's wrong with him, dude?
What's their record?
I don't know, but he cheers for the team that has a rapist on it.
They got a rapist. They got a dog killer.
I forgot about
that. Uh-huh.
And Omar Epps is the coach.
Well, they on a roll, bro.
Uh-huh.
I didn't even think about Mike Vick, man.
Yeah.
They sure do. They got a dog killer and a rapist.
It's like that. It's like that. The meme. They're like the rapist got hurt. Put in the dog killer. You ever seen that meme?
Jimmy's right. Hamburger Helper got you there.
I see it. As you say it. Yeah, yeah. No, he's a Steelers fan. He's a Steelers fan. He loves giving Doc stuff. Usually he doesn't give me too much, but I mean, what's his point? The Saints gave up 7 touchdowns. This is a wrestling podcast, and this dude is forever talking about football. It's a work, you idiot. I hate to be mean, but tell him, Harper, it's a work, dude.
Yeah.
Pro football ain't real.
Football's
everybody
a work. I mean, you see him, you know, they say grab a hold, they get lost.
That's exactly what happens. All right, man. Arrow on Facebook says, where is this Del Rio Zeb Swagger
thing
headed?
Yeah, bro. I was thinking the same damn thing.
Oh, you got an idea?
I have no idea. You tell me. I was like, okay, that's great to bring him back. I was like, but why has he got, what's his name in the little scooter?
Well, you know, he's legitimately hurt.
Oh, see.
Zeb is. Yeah, he has surgery. But I don't know what the deal is. Like, I like Del Rio. I don't know, man. People were, like, giving crap talking about, Del Rio's back. It's not really a big thing. I kind of really like him.
Thing. I would have liked to have him too. Back with, what was his name? His ring announcer?
I do, too. Ricardo.
Yeah. I would have loved to see him come back like that and just be Alberto Del Rio.
That's
the
exactly
Mexican top. Heel. Kiss my
That's
ass.
Right.
I'm your U.S. champion.
That's right. I would, too. What you about to say, Doc?
I think they turned Del Rio face when Zeb hops off that scooter and turns on him with who. Swagger doesn't make sense because he's not big enough, but I bet that's what they do. And just put the boots to Del Rio and mess him up. And don't be surprised if they don't do some lazy shit where they bring the Lucha Dragons and Del Rio all together because they think all Hispanic people have to be in the same faction.
Yeah.
That's not – please, no, I don't see that. I do think the name Mex America is funny.
Well, the whole thing – here's the whole thing. It doesn't make – everybody is saying it don't make sense to put him with Zeb Coulter. It's all a rib. Vince is friends with Donald Trump.
Yeah.
And this is him jabbing at him about the wall in Mexico and bringing the country together. That's all it is.
America.
Vince spent $1.5 million on to bring Del Rio back, and he's doing it some cheap joke to amuse himself. That's what rich people do.
You might have a point. You used every bit of that PhD to think about that, though.
But I got to take a nap. My fucking brain hurts.
I swear I want to get you to a Wildcat show and make you take a bump in the ring just so you can just shut up. Just one. I'm like, Harper, just make him take one bump. Just do something.
No bumps.
Yeah.
No bumps. Well, Ronald wants to know, Doc, where were the Dudleys last night?
MIA. POW.
Is all you got?
I don't know. They're old, man. They're all washed up. Who cares?
Damn. That's the Dudleys, dude.
So?
You know what I'm going to love about you doing this podcast? I hope one day, like, we actually become something with this, as bad as it
God
is.
God almighty.
And I want
it's
some.
Dare to dream.
And I want some of these names that you just dump on, because you really are. It's good to have you because you are the classic example of a podcaster who does wrestling, who craps on the talent, and will be the main one.
Can I get an autograph, sir?
They're not.
Can I get an autograph, sir? I've always been to be your biggest fan.
If Bubba Ray and D-Von were in your face, you'd be like, oh, man, you're so cool. Can I take a picture with you?
They ain't going to get my face.
Hello.
All right, if you say so.
I'll big scroll up on it and they'll back off.
Hey, did you get those masks yet?
Hey, do you think, Harper, that the New Day scripts, this is from Daniel on Facebook, do you think the New Day skits are scripted?
I don't, I think they kind of give them a little script somewhere to go, but they ad-lib a lot of that. They have to.
Did you send them any money?
I agree.
They're so much better than everybody else's crap.
There's no way that's completely.
And I noticed Only one of them had the tag team belt on last night, right?
Did he?
Yeah.
I didn't. Doc, you're an intelligent son of a bitch with a PhD. Why don't you tell us? You seem to be have a memory like a hawk, writing 300-page dissertations with 20 pages of references. Enlighten us, oh great one.
What's the question?
Hopper, what was it? One of them, only one of them had a belt on?
Right, yeah.
I don't know, man. This ain't Where's Waldo. I ain't trying to find tag team belts. I was too busy cracking up at all the shit they were saying.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't pay attention, Hopper. I didn't notice. I thought they both had it on, but I could be wrong. You mean when they were backstage doing the vignette or when they walked out?
No, like the whole thing.
I thought it was hilarious when they came out and Kevin Owens looked at them in the ring like, what in the shit are you guys?
That was good.
Because at that point, I looked at Kevin Owens and I looked at New Day and I went, everybody involved in that little scenario is doing their job 100% perfect. Gold stars for everyone.
You gave people gold stars, which is a freaking fabulous
thing. You'll never get one.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate it. I got to do a couple plugs before we get to the rest of these questions. We won't be much longer. But I got to plug ProWrestlingOpinion.com. Check out Nick's articles on there. He writes a review on every single show known to man. Make sure you're also following the show on Facebook. That's Booking the Territory. Facebook.com/Booking the Territory.
He came up and with then, a review of my cardio session last night.
Moving right along. On Facebook and Twitter, make sure you submit your stuff that we can cover it related to WWE, ROH, and TNA. And then make sure you subscribe to us on iTunes, Podbean.com, or Stitcher so you don't miss our weekly episodes. And tell your friends about the show because it's people like you who actually make the damn thing grow. We don't do all this advertising. We're just a podcast run by a couple of no-names with a big name like Hardbody Harper who steals the women and gets Michelle Tafoya
That's
to
right.
run around and between the sheets with him and whatnot. So retweet us and share us so that we get the name out, man. We try to be positive on here, me and Harper, but, you know, you got idiots like dipshit idiots like Doc Turner who do the show. So just bear with us. But please share the show so that we get a little bit better audience. So, and with that said, hey, Doc, who did you want Adam to call last week related to his insurance?
Oh, yeah, he needed to get fully insured under Jason Smith, right?
That's
from
right.
From Farmers Insurance.
That's right, from Farmers
I bet
Insurance.
You even so if, sure you... I bet you even if Adam, second-rate guy that he is, even if he's already got a Farmers deal, I bet you Jason could beat his pre-existing deal.
I'm sure he could because he helped me save $400 a year on my home coverage. If you live in the state of Texas, give my buddy Jason a call at 972-834-2516. Or you can email him at jason@goodguyllc.com.
Hey, you got
all of his
wait, you got 400
on
wait,
the
wait,
Facebook
wait.
Page.
You got 400 extra dollars. I'm gonna come rob your ass. Trick or treat, motherfucker.
Also, Doc likes to play with toys. You know who sells toys, Doc?
Toys R Us. No, I bet
TNA's
it's
Wrestling Palace.
TNA's Wrestling Palace. They're right down the street from they're like right down the street from both our houses at Traders Village, I heard.
That's right. You can reach my buddy Arturo a call at 469-337-8537. He's got all your wrestling memorabilia you need, so give him a ring. And then, Doc, what's the one thing that Adam had to do, too, besides get his toys and get new insurance?
That son buck needs to start making better choices across the board.
So with all that said, y'all got to give my people at Better Choices a call or an email if you need to lose some weight. Because not everybody can be a stud muffin like
Hey,
Hardbody
what's those
Hard.
Two people's right. name? What's the two people's names that run Better Choices?
My buddies Eric and Malika Beal from New Orleans, Louisiana. 504, right, Harper?
That's right, baby.
Eric and Malika. Y'all going to need to clear your schedules for Adam because he's got lots of problems and needs a lot of work to make some better choices.
So give them a call, or I should say check them out on Facebook and Twitter. It's Better Choices CO, and their website is www.betterchoices.co. They offer a free consultation. It is not a diet. It is not just a workout plan. They consult with you and try to help you out and design a plan for you for life. So they try to change your lifestyle, not necessarily a diet.
Hey,
now, it can't make you buff. Hold on, Doc. They can't make you buff like Hardbody Harper. But they can help you drop some pounds and live a healthier lifestyle. Proceed, Mr. PhD.
No, I lost what I was going to say. Never mind.
God, it's pretty bad. All right, so let's get to the rest of these questions before we get out of here today. At Trey3WWE says, looks like Cesaro is going to get a push. Can't wait to see it. This man deserves a legit run with the world title. Hey, I'm going to throw it at you, Harper. Cesaro, world champion. Do you think it should happen, or do you think it could happen within the next year?
Within the next year?
By November of next year. I can tell you I'd want it to happen, but I don't think they'll.
Yeah, right. It could happen, but I doubt it. I mean, it was nice to see him actually win.
Oh, finally. Speaking of, when you got knocked off, and I'll throw it in a second, Doc. When you got knocked off a minute ago, Harper.
Yeah.
We were talking about the spin in the ring.
Oh, his.
I would have puked.
Yeah, I don't know. See, because, I mean, he spent around
puked.
A good 30 seconds.
Dude, he went 25 revolutions. How did that dude, how did him and Miz not puke? I would have puked, man. You couldn't do that to me. I would have puked. Not at 40 years old. Maybe at 20 I could have did it.
Yeah.
Ain't no way. I could do. I'd be like, nah, bro. Go ahead. I retired. I know Doc couldn't take it. He told me. He was like, nah.
No.
I got nauseous just looking at it.
Bro, dizzy looking at it. Okay, we got another dude who wants to know about the Lucha Dragons. Since we already covered that, I'm not going to talk about it. Wrestling Guy 305, I bet Doc believes Mexamerica is an actual country. I think I believe that. Doc, you do realize Mexamerica is not a country. I didn't think you would answer. All right, Doc, did I miss anything? Do you need me to cover anything for you today? Because before we give our parting shots... Before we throw it over to part two with Big Swole.
Man, let me just tell you this.
Jesus.
Please, Tony Romo, get better. Please come back. I miss you.
Wait, 2-5 now?
Bro, he's crying, Harper.
Please.
Harper, he's talking all that shit. Nah, he's crying. He knows better.
Man, I was reduced on Sunday. I forgot that Greg Hardy likes to beat up women. When he tipped that ball and intercepted it, started off for the end zone, I was cheering. I was like, I love me some Greg Hardy. Beat your bitches. I don't care. It's desperate here, man. We ain't won a game in 44 calendar days.
Bro, Harvey, he's coming clean now.
I got nothing to – I got a voodoo doll I've been sticking pins in. I done, like, sacrificed a hobo and a goat in my backyard. I've done everything I know to do, man.
Harper, you know how long it's been since they won?
I don't know.
The Saints were 0-2.
And they were 2-0, huh? They won.
Yeah. And he was walking in my office, writing it all proud, 2-0, 0-2, bruh. It's going to be a long year for you. Just as karma's a bitch, and yeah. That's actually what happened to you.
How them
coming up in there,
how them,
acting stupid.
How them Pellies looking?
Why you want to bring up?
Yeah, for real.
You see how you change the subject when your team getting ash bashed and butt hurt.
Just like to move around the whole sports landscape so that we give our. I think you don't like the NBA because you're racist.
Yeah.
Oh dear God.
Y'all,
I like
hey,
the NBA.
The way,
I mean, I'm just being realistic.
Way,
we don't have a good team this year.
Let me just update you guys, you big Pellies fans on this. Down to the Orlando Magic at home by 14 at halftime. Because today when I walked in your office, I said, what's up with the Pellies? And you go, man, we got to play Golden State every night. You wouldn't win either.
Yeah.
Well, it's true.
Orlando. Y'all got Orlando dropping their big fat nut sack on your eyeballs right now.
You really flipped the switch from crying and pleading your case about being 2-5.
I talked myself into we'll be all right. I think we can beat Philly next week.
No.
Without Romo?
Yeah, why not?
Nah.
Okay. Look, we're going to lose, what, Sam Bradford's going to beat us?
Anything's possible with that bag of bunch that y'all got.
Nah, man, we get out there on prime time.
I mean, y'all, you know what y'all roster looks like? We gonna bring it back to wrestling. It looks like an independent fucking shit show.
That's right, bunch of damn turds.
Bunch of turds. A bunch of turds. And if you ain't never seen one, Doc, there's plenty on YouTube that put their stuff up there and proud as can be. That's what the Cowboys are. What'd you say, Harper?
Right there, living the dream.
Living the dream. Telling mama and daddy and cousins and aunties and uncles, hey, come see me. I'll be at such and such on Saturday. And there's five people, none of which paid, sitting in the crowd.
March to the playoffs starts Sunday night. Book it.
You, like I said, you sound like an independent wrestler who's booked on a shit show. You really believe you're a legend in your own mind.
I'm probably the only one on this call that ain't traveled 3 hours to make $15 by taking flat back bumps, so I don't want to hear it.
I never did that. And I know Harper ain't done.
Yeah.
I know that for a fact. Uh-huh. There's many reasons, and I won't say why, but I know he ain't did that. So you keep believing the stuff that you want to believe, Doc, about people driving 3 hours to make $15. Anyway, I got to plug a couple of things here. I plugged a bunch of shows last week. Same thing. Those things are still going on. I do know on – they got two big shows on November 14th. One of them is in Ruston, Louisiana with Main Event, and my buddy Byron, I'm sorry, Big Daddy Yum Yum, Matt Justice, all of them going to be up there. And then I'll let Harper talk for a minute because we got the Wildcat show coming up, which if I don't find a couple of people to coach my team that Saturday, thanks to all the goddamn rain in Texas, I don't even know if I'm going to be able to make it at this point. But November 14th, I already know Ron Simmons, Stevie Ray, the world's greatest manager, Hardbody Harper.
That's right. Yeah.
All going to be there. You got any new news as we are not even two weeks away, a week and a half at this point?
It's November 14th at Mosman Middle School in Metairie. And like you said, we're going to have Ron Simmons there and Stevie Ray and Steve Anthony. We're going to have Luke Hawks versus Sicaro and
Oh, he gonna beat the piss out of Sicaro.
Yeah, that's gonna be awesome. All right.
Yes, yes.
In a dog collar match. So,
God help Sicaro.
Yeah, for real.
Oh, it's gonna be brutal. That's November 14th. Like I said, y'all know I've been plugging that one since I heard about it over a month ago. Since June, it wasn't in June. So if you're in the New Orleans area, which a lot of our fans are, because damn near half the people that tweet me are in New Orleans.
Y'all stay there.
Hey, Big Swole was about it. He was a No Limit seller.
And let me tell you, if y'all's exports are all like Mike Mills, y'all keep the hell down in New Orleans.
That's real classy.
Straight from Gentilly, bruh.
Gentilly, bruh.
By your
born
mama.
And raised. By your mama. Yes, sir.
Off of Franklin Avenue.
That's right. Franklin Avenue. How you knew? I probably said it before. Yes, sir. I mean, we can't all be raised in Dallas. I'm sorry, Doc. I'm glad I didn't grow up in this wretched-ass city. But, you know, that's what we got going on. So, I'm about to throw it over, man. Hey, Harper, you got anything else you want to plug while we before I throw it over to part two of Big Swole? Because I know the people tired of listening to us yap at this point. They want to hear what Swole's got to say in part two of his discussion with me.
No, that's it.
Okay, cool. Doc, anything? Before, give me one more chance to be, you know, an ass like you always like to be.
Playoff run starts Sunday night. Believe it.
No.
Ain't happening. Why do we keep coming back to football? Come on, man. You want to talk about some football? Doc, who's your college team? Do you have a college team you root for? Oh, I didn't think
so. UT?
Yeah.
UT. Not particularly, no. I usually just root against teams.
I wouldn't cheer for any of the teams out here either because they suck.
I just root against people. Notre Dame.
Harper and I got a big game coming up.
Oh, yeah.
We talking Super Bowl type.
Oh, yeah,
luck
Roll
again.
Tide, right?
No.
No.
Uh-uh.
No, we don't. We don't do that.
That game always scares me.
I got to tell you guys this. I'm ready for Leonard Fournette to give up the kitty division and come play for the Cowboys.
Ain't happening.
No.
Yeah.
He'll associate himself with greatness, not a bunch of damn losers in Dallas.
Them boys.
I'm with Harper. He only associates himself with greatness.
That's right.
He doesn't play for. He's going to go wherever he's drafted and pays him the most money because this shit's a business.
I agree.
He's
going to
stay
and
get his master's degree in physical training or something.
Maybe he'll stay in school and get a PhD and never play. Maybe because he wants to be smart like Doc Turner.
Yeah, because he wants to be a dentist or something.
He's
like going to pre-med.
All right, y'all. I got to get us out of here. So, I appreciate all y'all listening this week. Follow us on Twitter at @BTT_podcast. Make sure you like the Facebook page. Share the show. Retweet it. Help us out. That's how we're going to grow. That's all I got. I'm going to throw it over to myself and Big Swole Randy Thornton for part two of his first ever and only podcast at this point on the Booking the Territory podcast. So hang tight, fans.
You were talking, but we were about to get into the drugs, like when you walk into the back, and I was going to let you go because I done seen some stuff, but I'm sure you done seen more than me, but go ahead.
Man, it's just so much drugs and it's just so much, you know, painkillers and cocaine, you know, and alcohol, and you know, these guys will take so much stuff, man, after a match they can't even stand up, you know, and it's crazy, you know, and I mean, you know,
I don't want to laugh, but I saw a guy who he was in the NWA. I was on the show with him one time in like 96, 97, and when I tell you, he was back there popping pills the whole time before his match. Drinking beer. I mean, he had to have a pitcher of beer before he ever went out there. I was like thinking to myself, man, what are you about to go out there and do? Because I sure wouldn't want to be in the ring with you popping these pills and going out there drunk.
You'd be amazed. That's common. That's so common.
I know. I was a 20-year-old kid. It was the first time I was seeing it. And I'm like, oh, my Lord. This dude's about to walk out there and work a match?
You know, the funny part, down here, rapping is big, right? You see when you go up north, like Minnesota, Wisconsin, it's humongous, you see? And that's where I first thought of that. And, man, to see those old guys like Kim Patera, you know, Mad Dog Michonne, you know, those guys are just drinking beer, popping pills, you know, and doing stuff like that, you know? And, I mean...
Yeah.
I mean, it was just amazing, you know. But I didn't stay long enough, you know. You know, I did my little short time, you know, WCW, and you know, I'm pretty happy with it. I mean, it's so amazing. I still go places and people still know Swole, you know. And
now, Randy, how long were you up? How long were you actually? Like, I know you said they paid out your contract, but how long were you from the time you started WCW to the time you ended? Did you tell me it was about a year or a little bit longer?
A year and a half.
A year and a half.
We started the beginning of 19. I signed my contract, I want to say, in the middle of 1998, something like that, like in October, November, like right now. And
okay.
We went to 2000, and, you know, but, you know, it was short but sweet, and I enjoyed it, and I don't hate wrestling, I just don't watch it. I mean, it just ain't like the used to, you know, I'm a Mid-South guy, you know, I'm a Cowboy Bill Watts fan, you know, and,
I was born and raised on that too, man. Yeah. And growing up in New Orleans, that was it. Yeah. That was the thing to watch.
You know, this new stuff. I just think, me personally, and people might get mad, but I think, you know, WWE is ruining wrestling. You know, he monopolized it. You know, you do what he say do, and if you don't like what he says, you just don't work. You know, at least
you don't have many options.
You don't have none. It's a big game in town. You have no option. You know, back, you know, when I wrestled, we had, like, we came out with no, because when WWE found out that we was going to do the No Limit Soldier thing, they tried to contact us, right? and they want to, you know. But we had, we, you know, we had a bargaining chip, you know. I mean, I want this kind of money, or I'm gonna take this and I'm gonna go to WWE with it. You see?
Right. Yeah.
And so I had something to bargain with. See, nowadays you have nothing to bargain with because they're only showing time. You know what I mean? You know, and I mean, I don't even know if that's. Does New Japan still exist overseas? Do they still do wrestling in New Japan? I don't know.
Yeah, actually, they do. They're still over there. They actually have a show. It's a 1-hour show that comes on cable on Friday night on Access TV. But it's basically what they do is they're showing all shows right now. They're trying to catch up to what's currently going on. But New Japan is actually one of the best things. If you're like a wrestling fan, like a true wrestling fan, you grew up maybe like you and I did watching Mid-South, or even, you know, you're from Texas and we're watching World Class. Mm-hmm. If you watch the New Japan stuff now, you would definitely like it because it's just different than what you see WWE doing. And, I mean, they actually go out there and wrestle. And again, I do this wrestling podcast, and I try to stay clear of knocking WWE because,
right.
I mean, at the end of the day, it's the only thing out there.
It's the only game,
not
right.
The only thing out there, but it's the biggest game that there is right now in the States. I mean, you got Ring of Honor, and TNA
what
seems like they about to die. Ring of Honor is it's a small promotion. Not, I'm gonna say small, but they got a national distribution. It's I'm trying to. If you've never seen it, it comes on. Well, it's hard to say when it comes on. It's on the same channel as TNA right now, but it comes on at 10 o'clock at night. But they use a lot of the New Japan guys too. They got a partnership with New Japan, so
they use
the New Japan guys. But it's a lot of high spots. They do a lot of, you know, flipping and whatnot. But I will say this, from an in ring perspective, it's better than WWE. It's better wrestling.
WWE right now is all about sex. They're bringing out women that's halfway naked, you know. And I mean, it's all about, you know. I mean, WWE is it's just corny now, you know. I mean,
it's a three hour commercial. It's a 3-hour commercial every Monday.
It's corny, you know. And I mean, it's just like one time I'll never forget, you know. I met Triple H one time in New York, you know, and. You know, I had to tell this motherfucker, man, hey, I will stump your ass. You know, don't let those steroids get your ass whipped, you know. And a lot of you guys think, you know, they just think, you know, oh, I'm such and such and I'm the baddest. Hey, man, this is scripted. You know, I'm from Seven Ward. You know what I'm saying? You know, I will pop a cap in you quick as, you know, in the blink of an eye. You know, I have to tell them, I said, man, don't get the phone, huh? I will hurt you. You know?
Get it
and,
twisted.
Don't get it twisted. Just like my boy, Booker T, you know? So, you know, and him and his brother. You know, they're nice dudes, man, but you won't fight them dudes no hand. Those dudes from Houston, Texas, man. Those dudes from Fifth Ward.
Mm-hmm.
You know? They can throw some hands. You know,
mm-hmm.
You know him and his brother. But, you know, it was just so much. And it's like you said, you know, I don't want to sit here and bash WWE, you know, and anything like that. The only thing I'm mad about is that the wrestling industry just don't take care of the people who made the industry. You know,
they don't.
The guys,
not
you know,
at all.
Because, I mean, I'm going to tell you something. I love Sid Vicious. You hear me? Out of Arkansas. Sid Vicious is a man. And, man, have you seen him lately?
I haven't seen him since he was on a card. This had to be around 2000 maybe. This is long. This got to be at least 15 years ago. And I mean, he was starting to look, you know, show some age back then. So I can only imagine now.
Yeah, I mean, super nice guy. You know, super super nice guy. You know, and I mean, and I can name some guys who like Sid Vicious. You know. Crispin Y, the Peck. I call him the Peck of the kid. Y'all call him Crispin Y, but I call him Peck of the kid.
Well, no. I wanted you to talk about because you had said something interesting to me before we were recording about how you knew him, and you were like, man, he was the nicest guy. I just, you know, to find out what supposedly had happened or what's assumed to have happened. You know, you like when you first heard that, what did you think?
I almost fainted, seriously.
I believe you.
Because I'm like, Chris did what? Oh, he killed his wife and his child. What? Chris did what? And I'm like, from Canada? I'll come up, you know, the Canadian
right.
Apple? You know, the Pegasus kid, Chris did what? And I'm like, they're like, yeah. And I said, I can't believe it. Because he was so polite and nice and, you know, but not only, this is something that people don't talk about, but Chris Benoit had a real bad drug habit with painkillers, too.
You know,
I've seen Chris pop some pills. I'm talking like 10, 15 of them at one time. And I'm like, man, what are you doing? You know, and I mean, it was just more than steroids, you know. And, you know, he was just so nice. I mean, very respectable, you know. And, I mean, he gave nobody no trouble. You know, and his wife was a super nice girl because she used to wrestle also. Now, she was a wrestler, you know. And
his son was, I think
he had Down syndrome or something like that.
No, he did. He had a condition. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
You know who Bill Lafter is, the dude who.
Yes.
Bill Lafter said on a recent interview, he doesn't believe that Chris Benoit killed Nancy and the son. He thinks Chris Benoit actually got in some kind of trouble with some people, and to make it look like a suicide, they killed Nancy and the child, and then killed him too, and then left a suicide note. He said, "I do not believe Chris Benoit." He said that man loved his son too much.
That's what I'm saying, because. Because he would carry his son around on his shoulders and play with him after the wrestling match. It's just not the Chris Benoit I knew. I don't know anything about it because I don't live in Atlanta, you know, and I'm not no investigator, but the Chris Benoit that they painted is not the Pegasus kid that I know, you know. It's just not that person. And, I mean, and he was just so nice, you know, and... You know,
I agree, man. You've said that. I've heard some others say that. Like I knew Chris Benoit. I couldn't imagine him to do something like that. Now, I never met him, but I'm like, for that many people to say I knew him and I couldn't believe he did it. It kind of makes you question, like, maybe something did happen, you know?
Right.
Because
I know
if somebody had a hit on him and they did kill him and killed his family too and then made it look like a suicide, that's not as far-fetched as one might believe. I'm not saying that's what happened, but, man,
I couldn't tell you. And I knew him when he was wrestling in New Japan, you see. And I knew him when him and Tuco Scorpio used to go at it. Him and Tuco Scorpio, them two would do a wrestling match in Japan. And then I would go sit in the stands and just watch the two go, what the hell? You know, you talking about two guys can go at it. When Chris Benoit and Tuco Scorpio wrestled, my God, they will go at it like I'm like it was a wrestling match. And I just, you know, I mean, it's, you know, God bless his soul. You know, I mean, I'm not gonna sit here and say what happened. I don't know what happened, but when I tell people how nice he was and. You know, he's a gentleman and, you know, very, you know, polite and, you know, he loved his family, and, you know, but then people say, oh, fool, you know what you're talking about. I'm like, okay, you know, I'm not an investigator.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
That's what I say. I'm like, I'm gonna assume what they're saying is what happened, but at the end of the day, let's be honest, nobody was there. I mean, how do we really know?
And then he was making so much money. You know, he was one of the highest paid wrestlers at WCW. I mean, WWE. Yeah, wherever he was.
Yeah, whatever it was at the time. Yeah. So I don't mean to change the subject about Benoit, but so when WCW closed doors, y'all were still there, or y'all had been paid out your contract at that point? Because I was trying to figure out like if WWE. Or WWF at the time, you know, kind of was like, hey, you know, maybe we want to do something with y'all now.
No, they paid me out my contract, and I got a phone call one day that because I think what happened was they were telling people if you go to we'll sign you over to WWE, but you have to cancel the remaining part of your contract. You know, we'll let you go to WWE, but you know, you gotta once more to sign up and say that you want to cancel your contract, and I was like, hell no. I want my money. You know?
For real.
Yeah, I mean, you know, because they were basically paying me just to sit at home, you know, when they were to merge with WWE, you know, and everybody got excited, you know, and I mean, and, you know, it is what it is, you know, and I mean, and I still remember the phone call. They was like, you know, we will, you know, if you want to go to WWE, we will send you a letter and we want you to cancel your contract with WCW and we will release you to go to WWE. And I was like, well, what about the main part of my contract? They say, we will stop sending you checks. I say, hell no. All my checks. You know?
Yeah.
And so, you know, and so they closed shop and, you know, everybody was the ones they want. You know, some people, they tricked. Some guys thought when they canceled the contract that they were going to WWE and they didn't get picked up. So it was just a way to get, save some money, you know? It was just a tactic to get people. You know, oh, you know, because, you know, if you wanted somebody and you just brought this company, you still own the contract, you see?
Mm-hmm.
You know, why these guys have to cancel the contract? And, you know, but, you know, they got rid of guys that, you know, I mean, those guys are in Atlanta, Georgia, you know, and, you know, Atlanta independent wrestling is pretty good, you know, and they got Tennessee, all that, you know, but they work,
mm-hmm.
you know, but, you know, but it was one of those things that, you know, it's, because if I'm not sure, I think WWE was supposed to be for Vince McMahon Jr. Am I right?
I think, well,
WCW.
I don't remember.
WCW, yeah. Yeah, I think he brought that for his son. That was the word going around. So.
Yeah, well, and that was a storyline they kind of went with, too, at first.
Right.
I don't know what ended up happening that, but I do. You're right. I remember that. Now that you say that he said, "Well, Shane was gonna own World Class WCW." So yeah, that's right.
Because we thought we was gonna continue. You know, everybody thought, you know, there's somebody new coming in. You know, we're gonna blah blah blah. And man, and, you know, then they shut the office down. They shut down the power plant. You know, and then moved
everything.
Up, you know, yeah, they shut everything down and. And then I found out they're moving everything to, I think Tampa, Florida. You know, I think that's where WWE training facility is at now. I'm not sure.
Yeah,
I think somewhere in Florida.
It's in South Florida.
And so a lot of, you know, so they moved all the, you know, they moved all the, you know, the developmental people, you know, down there, you know. And so, I mean, it was weird. You know, because I mean, it was okay. You know, were we overpaid? You know, if you won't say so.
Well, I mean, but the thing is, like, I was gonna I wasn't gonna ask you like pay wise, like what it was, but the word on the street always was, like, you know, Eric Bischoff was basically just writing big old checks and
big checks.
You know, he was just spending Ted Turner's money. You know, at Liberty. Now, he claims from the interviews I've heard recently, he claims, oh, no, it wasn't, like, that bad. But, I mean, everybody that I've talked to is like, nah, it wasn't pretty bad.
Yeah, it was
not
check.
Bad in a way, but it was big checks that he was
yeah, he was writing some big checks. I mean, big checks.
Yeah, hey, mean, ain't nothing wrong with that. Get it while you can.
Big old checks, you know. Big, I'm going to say it again.
For real.
Big. Hey, people got to remember, WCW was owned by Ted Turner, man. That dude had an endless bank account. You know, he had endless money.
Pretty much.
You know, you're talking about CNN and Time Warner Network. You know, I mean, you know, just, I mean, he had, you know, they made a lot of people rich, you know.
He had his own printing machine.
Yeah, because my understanding is that WWE ain't paying those guys nothing. Unless you like Randy Orton or, you know, what's the white guy? Is it White in the Limousine?
John Cena.
John Cena. You know, there's not a lot of people making big money at WWE. You know, that's my understanding. And
I got the same understanding of it.
And to this day, I don't know what's going on with Rey Mysterio. You know, I know he's not there no more. I know they felt out. You know, but you know, I don't know what's going on over there.
It might be close to a year now that I think he been gone. Yeah, he just disappeared. I mean, they really didn't say much, just that he was gone from his contract.
And the sad part, they can get rid of you and just once when you're gone, you're gone. You know, I know that what's his name? This other black guy, the strongest man in the world. What is his name from Texas?
Mark Henry.
Mark Henry. Yeah, they bring him, then he go. They bring him, then he go. You know what I'm saying? He comes in, he leaves. He comes in, he leaves. You know, and I mean, you got people like the your people. I realize the Undertaker don't need to wrestle. The guy's a multi-million. He owns damn near everything in Houston, Texas. That's for commercial building. You know, he invested his money wisely.
Undertaker
don't have to wrestle. He invested his money very, very well. You know, and he's one of the very few guys that did it. You know. And
unlike the WCW years where I guess Bischoff was writing off good contracts to everybody, not everybody, but a lot of people. Mm-hmm. Up in WWE right now, it's not quite like that. It's not.
We got a few
people cashing in.
Every time I looked at it one day, and it was just busting naked women. And I seen the busting women, you know, with Schultz going up there behind the wrestling. You know, that's all I seen. You know, and then my daughter told me that one of the girls is Ric Flair's daughter or something like that. You know?
Yeah, she's up there now.
And she sucks. I was like, damn, she's not good, you know?
It's a lot different than what we grew up watching. That's for darn sure. It's a different world, and it definitely ain't what was going on during the Monday Night Raws. The biggest problem with it is corporate America got involved with it.
Right.
I mean,
they
got shareholders, and it's different, man. They forced to do 3 hours of TV every Monday night, and at the end of the day, it's probably only about an hour worth of wrestling on. It's just a big commercial. Let me ask you this, though. How was it to work with Eric Bischoff? Sometimes when I watch him or listen to him on different interviews, he comes across as kind of like just arrogant. I mean, was he like that in person?
Well, you've barely seen him.
You really did.
You never seen him. You know, I mean, you've seen him when, if he had to do a spot or something with you, you've seen him. But as for negotiation, he didn't negotiate my contract. My contract negotiated with Macho Man
Dusty
Randy Savage and Dusty.
Oh, Macho, okay.
Yeah, they did my contract. Now, they went to him and said, this is what they want, you know, and we met them. We did a big press conference with him, you know. And
I remember that. That's why I asked that.
Yeah.
I remember that. I was like, oh man.
Yeah, we did a big press conference and we shook hands and that was it. You know, I've seen him at shows, you know, unless you had to do a spot with him, you know. You know, people don't realize, you know, when you do a wrestling match, especially like WWE. The wrestling match probably start at, let's say, 7 o'clock at night, right? 7? That's correct?
Mm-hmm. But you did hours before.
Yeah. We got to get to the arena at, you know, 1 or 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
You know, we're at 1 or 2 o'clock, you know, going over what we got to do, you know?
Yeah.
Plus you're doing your TV, you know, you're doing your TV promos. That's what I tell people. And I thank the Lord that we didn't get a belt. Those guys that hold belts, they work the dog crap out of them. You know, because you got to do personal appearance, you got to do TV spots. Man, they work those guys like dogs, man. And people don't realize, you don't get no extra money winning no belt.
But you're putting in a lot of extra time.
You put in a lot of extra time. But you don't get no money, I mean, but then you got them too, they handpick the people that want to win the belts anyway. you know. So I mean, you know, I mean, yeah, that's just the way it is, you know. And I mean, and, you know, I tell my grandmother to this day, whoever comes in last is the winner. And she's like, what? Whoever comes in last, you know? The person that comes in the ring last is the winner. And she's like, why? I said, because those are the ones that's going, you know. You know, that's like with us. We thought of as the good guys. But we ended up as the one everybody hated. We went up the hill, you know. And, you know, we were leaving. People were taking no limit. They were throwing batteries at us, you know. We was in Kentucky. They were throwing batteries and, you know, all kinds of stuff. So I'm like, man, I thought he was a good guy. And,
like, you know, for real.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, you know, we just... You know, we just turned it to the hills all of a sudden. I'm like, you know, okay, so, you know, but, you know, it's, you know, man, I, you know, like, I mean, I hope the people come up, you know, and support, you know, you and all other independent wrestlers because, you know, that's how we grew up.
I tell people all the time, and I don't work the indies anymore, but I tell people all the time, man, work. Go support the local indie shows because, man, them guys, 99% of the guys that work those shows, they truly are out there putting their heart and soul into doing a good job and performing and making sure you get your money's worth. I mean, because, you know, it really means something to them. They're out there, they're going to work their butts off. I mean, they're not working for a lot of money, but they're going to work their butts off to make, you know, you happy and know that, okay, that little $10, $15 you spent on that ticket, They're gonna enjoy that. Where they gonna want to come back, and so go out there and support them. Because I mean, you go to WWE, yeah, you see a grand old production, and you see, you know, this nice TV show. But at the end of the day, I mean, you really can't have no connection to any of the people that's there. I mean, yeah, maybe you can follow them on Twitter, but go to the shows, go to the local shows where you can actually meet the guys and talk to them.
Touch them. Yeah, I mean, cause that's what I tell people, you know, support the guys, you know, because, I mean, you know, I don't know, you know, I mean, because of my, you know, because of my injuries I have right now, I'm not able to go to any shows, you know, but, you know, if I wasn't injured, I'll go, it's just that I just can't take any noise right now with my head injury, you know, and,
even,
people don't realize when we were young, you know, Mid-South, man, we were Mid-South fanatics. You know, I mean, Mid-South went to Opelousas, you know, Port Barry, Lafayette, you know, Jackson, Mississippi, Picayune, you know.
And it was everywhere.
It was everywhere. You know, it was territorial.
It was everywhere in South Louisiana, up through, I think they go to Arkansas, they do some time in Mississippi, but, yep.
And
I was like you, man. We would go to the auditorium in the St. Bernard Civic Center, which to this day that was my favorite building to ever work in because it was just I used to love that place. But yeah, man, that was when it was great. That was seriously good stuff back then.
And I can still see Mr. Rathen number 2 sitting in the stands by himself in the corner. You know, you know, like that's Mr. Rathen number 2 with the X. You know. And he's just sitting there by himself. You know, you're watching the wrestling match, and you look over, he's gone. You know, like, that's what I'm talking about, you know. And, it was stuff like that, you know. And like I say, I hope that, you know, hope you and the people that's listening, you know, I mean, they're going to support people. I had the opportunity, me and my family, we went to a wrestling match, you know, while I was on Gretna, you know. And, you know, I like it. And I know too, nobody, but I like the idea nobody knew who I was. You know, except for the hardcore guys. You know, hardcore guys are like, you big slow. Yeah. What you doing here? I live around the corner. I'm like, what? I'm from Gretna. You know, I live around the corner. You know, and, you know, the guys are pretty nice. You know, my daughter likes it, you know, and, you know what I mean? And it's just, I just can't take the noise. You know, it gives me a headache, you know, and, you know, but like I said, you know, I hope the guys, you know, and, You know, people don't realize these guys that's working the independent circuit, you know, they have jobs. You know, some of them are welders, policemen. They drive trucks, you know, and they get out there and have a good time, you know.
Yep.
And,
hard working dudes.
And no insurance.
Yep.
You know, if they get hurt, they just get hurt, you know. And, you know, I mean, it's fun, you know. And I hopefully one day in the future, you know, if I get my health better, you know, I like to go out and support the guys, you know, and, you know, just, you know, I mean, just support them by buying a ticket, you know, buying a ticket, supporting them, you know, and putting the picture stand,
yep.
You know, and stuff like that. But, you know, everybody wants to, you know, there's a young guy I met a long, long time ago. And people don't realize, when I went to wrestling school, we started out with 20 people, okay? Now, you got to remember.
How many made it?
I was two.
I knew that was going to be the answer. I thought you were going to say one or two, but go ahead.
And you got to remember, you know, because when the guys would come in town, we would train with, you know, with Animal and Hulk. And we're trained with, you know, Demolition Team, and we're trained with, you know, Mr. Perfect, you know, because that's what they ring with that, you know, for them to do new moves and stuff. And, you know, becoming a professional wrestler is not easy, and everybody thinks you go through initiation, and initiation is not to tell you, you know, what you're really supposed to do, you know. And, man, I still remember hitting them ropes like 500 times, you know, and until your back is bleeding, you know, and doing belly, you know, back flops and all, and flips and, you know, hitting the turnbuckles and all that, you know, just over and over and over, you know. One guy quit, next guy quit, you know. And I went to the guy who I ended up with. You probably don't remember this guy, but his name was Frank Anderson. He was from Sweden, and he was in WCW for a while, and he was an Olympic wrestler in Greco. I think it was a gold medalist and a silver medalist, and we made it. And he was a big star in Sweden. He's a movie star over in Sweden. His name was Frank Anderson, and we were the only two that made it. And I mean,
out of 20, you say, right?
Out of 20 people. And this was, because, you know, I met some guys that told me, oh, man, WWE wants me to come around for them. They want me to jump in the ring. Now, who do you think you're talking to? Nobody's just going to jump in no ring. You know, you talk that stuff to somebody else. Oh, man, they want me to get in the ring last week. Well, what school you went to? What you mean? No, man, go talk to somebody else, you know. No, that it doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that, you know. And I went. I was there with the power plant. That was the power plant.
I remember that. That's what they called it.
They killed those guys. They were killing those guys.
They had like this cable special back in the day when the plant was going on, and they were showing them training. I was like, man, you see these dudes puke, and I'm like, oh, they. I mean, you could tell they were taking it even to the extreme related to what was going on. But not to say that that was far off from what really happens. But yeah, man, you could definitely tell the goal was to literally make them puke and.
Well, the goal is to weed out the weak.
Run them off.
Mm-hmm. You know, we don't, these guys don't, you know, then like a Brad, you know, because you got to pay to go to school, you know, unless you get a developmental contract. And guys were cramping up, and, you know, then you had the bodybuilders come there with no fat. They were cramping up so bad, you know, we had to call the ambulance on a couple of guys, you know, because they had no fat to burn, you know.
Right.
You know, and it was funny, man. It was real, real funny. And matter of fact, Brad Riggins told me that my class was the last full class that he ever did. And he said the last person he's ever trained was Brock Lesnar. And that was it. He didn't do it no more.
Damn.
They don't do it anymore. He's retired, and, you know, he, that's how he does, you know, he does booking. you know, for New Japan, and that's it. And he asked me, he said, you want to go to Japan? I was like, hell no. No.
I find it amazing, man, that you was able to just walk away when you did. Because, I mean, at that point, you were still, you know, you were still young. It wasn't like you had reached the point where you were, you know, like some of these guys, they just get so old. But, like, because most people, they just can't walk away from it. They just can't.
It's hard because number one, you get addicted to the fame, you get addicted to the popularity, and then you get addicted to the the notoriety, you know, people noticing you and signing autographs, you know, and stuff like that, and you know that just wasn't my personality anyway. You know? So I mean, it was easy for me to walk away. You know, I mean, because right now it's just, you know. It's just me, my family, my dogs, and my horses, you know, and that's it, you know, and that's the way, you know, I don't have no, sometimes, you know, I put up pictures and stuff like that about Big Swole and all that, you know, and that's just because people on Facebook like it, you know, and, but I don't have any pictures in my house, you know, wrestling and all that kind of stuff. It's over, you know, and just like people, I know some guys who in the horse game, you know. I mean, I don't even know I'm that big. They call me Big Swole, but they don't know I'm the Big Swole, you know.
Right.
And I like to keep it that way, you know. And one of the guys who has to ride horses, when he came up to me and said, man, my cousin seen you the other day, and he started tripping out and talking about, man, that's Big Swole. That's Big Swole. He's like, yeah, that's Big Swole. He said, that's Big Swole who rides the horses. He said, no, that's Big Swole from W's. No limit. And he was like, no, I don't think that's that Big Swole. And I said, yeah, I'm him. And he was like, why you never told me? I'm like, I know, I have to tell you. You know, it's over with. You know, I gave my life to Christ, and my main focus is my family. I worry about my family, you know, and that's it. You know, and my dogs and my horses, and that's it. You know, and I mean, and I will never, ever step in the wrestling ring again. Never, ever. It will never happen again.
You said you had offers. I don't want to say recent, but like you were talking about people called you, you know, for a while talking about, oh, can we get the New Limit Swords back together? And you like, nah, I ain't doing that no more.
And I would tell you, like I tell you, I refuse to give Master P another dime. You know, if I go back and just use the name Big Swole No Limit, I have to pay him. You know, and it ain't gonna happen. And plus, I can't. Be honest with you, I can't wrestle anyway because, like I said, 4 years ago I had a real serious head injury and neck injury. I can wrestle if I wanted to. I can't do it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it just ain't gonna happen. And just like when it came down here from, you know, when they did the big thing with WrestleMania, you know, I could have made some guest appearances, but you know, I chose not to. You know, I didn't want to. You know, I could have played in the basketball tournament that they had. You know. But I can't play basketball because I have a head injury. You know, I can't walk. You know, but I can barely walk sometimes. I can't walk. I can walk, but I can't walk straight. You know.
Right.
And you know, so it's a, you know, it's a lot of stuff. You know, that's, you know, I mean, but if I was healthy, I still wouldn't do it. To be honest.
Right. No. Yeah. Yeah. That's what I meant. If you were in great health and like you said,
I wouldn't do it.
You definitely wouldn't do it.
No, you know, I'm very interested, you know. I mean, if anybody, you know, I'm on Facebook all the time, you know. I like to, I like to go to the local shows, you know, but I just can't do it now, you know.
Yeah.
And, I just think it's so important, and people just don't realize, you know, independent circuits is where the future comes from. I mean, that's the next superstar, you know?
Yeah.
And these guys are important. You know, you get an opportunity to touch them and talk to them and, you know, get autographs and, you know. Well, you know, let me tell you something. I'm going to be totally honest with you, and I mean from the bottom of my heart. Hulk Hogan is the biggest asshole I've met in my life. You know, the biggest liar, biggest asshole, you know, very arrogant. Wouldn't sign people. He signed autographs when the camera was around, you know, you know, someone taking a picture or video cameras and stuff like that, you know. And I never want to be like that, you know, like him.
Yeah.
You know.
But the minute the cameras ain't around, he...
Yeah.
He
turns away. Yeah, like, I mean, I the first time I met him, you know, they were promoting, he's supposed to be, what, 6'9", 6'10"? You know, and I'm like, man, he's short.
How tall was he? I've heard people say that. Like,
he's
built.
Yeah, he's like, I want to see, like, 6'4", and a half, 6'5". But if you look at his shoes, he wear like shoes that are 3 inches, you know, tall, you know, his wrestling shoes. They made him taller.
Yeah.
You know. So I mean, but you know, like I said, you had people like Macho Man Randy Savage, who was real, real nice, and Dusty Rhodes, you know, and I mean, and all of, you know, all of the Armstrong boys, you know, B.A., his family, you know, and you know the Chris Benoit's, and you know the Rey Mysterio's, and you know, even, you know, I was, I still remember when, Hector Camaro, when he died, you know?
And,
You know, all these guys are pretty nice guys, you know? And like I said, you know, I hope the people come up there and support people, you know? And if anybody want to look me up, I'm on Facebook, you know? Randy Thornton, Big Swole, another hard person to find. I'm very down to earth.
You do Twitter, Randy, or just Facebook?
I do Twitter, but you know, I very seldom get on it. I get on when I get messages and stuff like that. But I'm a Facebook guy. You know, I'm not the most intelligent person in the world. So I don't know, that Twitter stuff kind of gets me kind of confused and messed up. You know, I won't see pictures.
But
I hope, you know, you and I, you know, one day we can meet and, you know, just go do an independent wrestling match and watch and check it out, and see what's happening, you know, because Westwego does a lot of wrestling matches in Westwego. And
yeah, I don't know. I didn't tell you, man. I still got a phone. Man, I live in Texas now, man. I've been in Texas for 10 years, but I come down. I don't want to say once a year, but I make my trips back home, and generally when I do, it's a come check out a show. Like me and my wife will go sometime and bring the kids and just to get away for the weekend. Like they're young, they like it, so I'll bring them, whatnot. But yeah, I make it down, man. I'll definitely give you a heads up next time
I'm heading that way and going to a show.
I'm just outside of Dallas.
Okay. Because my brother
I'm just outside of Dallas. Fort Worth is 30 minutes from here.
Yeah, well, Austin's pretty. Because Independence is pretty big out there by you, right? On the outskirts.
Yeah. Not really like in like Fort Worth and Dallas, but definitely on the outskirts. There's plenty of stuff going on out here, but. Man, Independence in general, I'm seeing really nice crowds at the shows and whatnot.
Right.
So it's refreshing to see, you know, see the crowds and people having a good time. I mean, when you see 500 to 1,000 people at an Independence show, it's a
big
feeling.
Yeah, that's big. Yeah. That's pretty big, you know. But, you know, but like I said, man, you know, my phone's about to go dead. And all the way
I hear you.
You know, but it was a pleasure, you know, and... And like I said, I hope I didn't make anybody mad, but, you know, when I talk about Ralph, I just tell the truth, you know. I mean, I enjoy it myself, and, you know, the No Limit Soldiers will never happen again. You know, it was a Master P, you know, thing with his ego, and that's the reason why, you know, and that's the reason why he kicked out, because people always say why we came and left so fast, you know, it's because of that reason. You know, and I had a great time. You know, it was pretty cool.
Well, y'all heard it here first from Randy Thornton, a.k.a. Big Swole from No Limit back in the day with WCW, man. Hey, Randy, you know, I appreciate you coming on, man. You let me know whenever you want to talk again, man. You all invite.
Yeah, Hey, man, look, thank you. Thank you to your fans, man. And like I said, people can look me up on Facebook, you know. Randy throwing a big swole and, you know, become my friend. And don't get mad because I talk about a lot of horses and dogs. You know, I don't talk about wrestling, but I do talk about horses and dogs all the time. You know, and man, God bless you, man. And, it was, and man, look, you know, and you got my number. Call me anytime.
Okay, BTT Podcast fans, that is going to wrap up this week's edition of the show with my conversation with the one and only Big Swole, former WCW star and former member of the No Limit Soldiers. I hope you enjoyed that discussion with myself and Randy as we just talked about the times that he had and his history in the world of professional wrestling even before WCW and then during WCW and then what he's doing now. Randy is one cool cat. I really appreciate him doing the show with me and being willing to come on and actually do a pro wrestling podcast or a podcast or interview in general. Because one of the first things he said to me when Randy and I were first talking before we started recording, when I contacted him and reached out to him, was that he had never done a podcast before or an interview related to pro wrestling at all. And I was very, very, very thankful to the fact that he was willing to do that for me, having only a mutual friend of ours that actually hooked the interview up. So Randy, if you're listening to this, I really appreciate it. Thank you very much. I'd love to bring you on again in the future so that we can talk a little bit more. Maybe not about things as so much as pro wrestling. Maybe we talk about other things in general. So thank you very much, Randy. Again, big thanks to you. Like I said, folks, also I plugged a couple of shows at the beginning of the episode. One of them being was the main event card in Ruston, Louisiana on November 14th at Louisiana Tech Memorial Gymnasium. Make sure you check out Main Event. They do some really, really good things there with Big Daddy Yum Yum, Matt Justice, Safari, Haniel T, I believe is on that one as well. Also, I think I might have missed it, but on Sunday, November 8th in Houma, Louisiana, there's NWA Elite. I know the current NWA World Champ, Godzilla Jax Dane, will be there defending his title. That show kicks off at 5 p.m. on the November 8th at East Park Rec Center in Houma. Also, and like I said, we plugged and talked about, Harper and I talked about the November 14th Wildcat Sports and Entertainment show in New Orleans, Louisiana at Meisler Middle School. Stack card with WWE Hall of Famer Ron Simmons, Harlem Heat's Stevie Ray, Hardbody Harper, yours truly that was on the show, Hardbody Harper, I mean, Buku Dao, Luke Hawks, to name a few, 7 p.m. bell time on November the 14th. Going to be a great show. Make sure you check it out. Wildcat always puts on a quality show. And then I just found out about something as I was cutting the last bit of the show for this week, and that is up in Oklahoma at Fire Lake Arena, they are putting together a huge show on January 16th of 2016. There on that card is going to be James Storm, Ethan Carter III, and I think I'm drawing a blank, but I know James Storm, Ethan Carter III, I think I can't even get his name out, Scott Steiner is going to be on the card as well. So very, very, very big card. You want to check that one out. I'll make sure I share more information on that as time comes up. So I really appreciate all the fans who listen to us. Thank you again, as always. Follow us on Twitter at @BTT_podcast, at @Mike504Saints. Although Doc does not do Twitter, if you send the BTT podcast page a Twitter or a tweet, I will make sure that it gets retweeted so that he can see it. Because I think, although he hasn't told me this, I think he trolls the page from his wife's Twitter. At least that's what I'm putting two and two together on at this point. Because a lot of times he will say, oh, I saw that, but he doesn't have a Twitter. So if you do send us something and you want to send Doc some hate mail, feel free to send it in. Follow us on Facebook as well, facebook.com/ booking the territory. And please, please, please rate us. Give us a rating on iTunes or Stitcher. Follow us or subscribe to us as well on your device or whatever way you choose to get the show, whether that's iTunes or Podbean or Stitcher or Podcast Addict. I hear that's out there now. I really would appreciate it. That would make me feel good, the fact that you're listening and enjoying the show. And send us feedback, man. If you think if we suck, please tell me. If you think it's entertaining, tell me as well. I'd love to hear it all. We try to do this show for wrestling fans such as yourself, so hopefully you will enjoy the product we put out there and keep listening and spread the word. for the Booking the Territory Pro Wrestling Podcast. So that's about it. That's all I got this week, folks. So for myself, Mike Mills, my buddy Doc Turner, who can be a bit of an asshole, I know, and the greatest wrestling manager in the world today, that's not named Paul Heyman, Hard Body Harper from Wildcat Sports and Entertainment, thank you for tuning in this week. Next week on the show will be Ruby Reyes from Santino Brothers Wrestling Dojo out in California. She is going to be on the upcoming Wildcat Sports and Entertainment card on November the 14th. Make sure you subscribe so you can listen to Ruby tell her story and speak about professional wrestling from a female point of view. I've had a couple of female professional wrestlers on at this point, and Ruby is another of the long line that I am eventually going to, you know, have on the show, a female wrestler, so we can get their point of view on the business. It was a great interview. Make sure you check it out. Ruby, I'll get to you next week, but I will say thanks again if you're listening to this. So check us out. We appreciate it, fans. Thanks for tuning in. As always, like I said, for Mike, Doc Turner, and Hard Body Harper, you know what we always say before we get out this sucker? Book it.
Sure the motherfuckers don't see me. Now my fat sack of rocks, hell yeah, I stuffed them. Police on my drawers, I had to pause, and yeah, it's still motherfucker. Now my game is tight, tight as fuck, it's my game. Easy motherfucking E or Eric Wright, it's all the same. Now niggas might trip on how I stacks my grip. I got to have it, bitch, for the love of this shit. Time, follow me down the 99, and you will find all of me kind. Check out the grips, the nails drop down, run them up out of me hood, rip straight when I'm making me grip, with them in click, roll them in growthless, the thug I be, put them in mud, buck them in pump blood, got nothing to lose, bitch, you better respect rip, or you best just check this slug, it's going down, steady pumping three rounds, gunning with them in gang, bang, gotta make that money, man, it's still the same, steady running things wild, and follow me now, while I take you up into a barrel of a gun. So people's been creeping, been crawling off on a mission. The back in the days when niggas was bailing with solos and wanted to get paid. But it took my cell, little nigga rip, step up on a mission for money. You give up the cash, so that was your ass, cause me and my nigga was hungry. And bitch, if you're stolen, you might just guess when to the temple and dumb bone raw dogging. Some niggas just make this shit simple and run to catch one nigga. Me fill him with bullets and dump him in rivers. Remember, me killer now. Money me dig ya, 6 feet in the ditch and get with ya, cause bitch you was slipping, I'll get ya and rip ya, then buck ya down. Steady rubbing the steel, they making a killer, nigga drug dealer, needing a million, hustling drugs where the thugs be chilling. For the money these niggas be selling, up in the gut where you find a nigga thugging, off in the brains and skulls. And when I stick you and lick you, remember I get on my foot, the love and more. Yeah, bound in the motherfucking house for the 9 quarts, nigga. Yeah. Rollin' with Ruthless in this bitch. My nigga Lazy Bone, Busy Bone, Wishbone, and Fleshy Bone. And I'm that nigga Crazy Bone in the motherfucking hell.